The one thing I do, however, is to forget what is behind me and to do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ to the life above. Thank you. Well, not everybody loves sports, do they? And I know some people perhaps have even left the country for a couple of weeks to get away from the Olympics. So if you're listening on the internet, hi, hope you had a lovely holiday. But here we are. And if you're here in this country, you can't help but get caught up in the wave, really, of euphoria and of success that's going on at the moment. I mean, we're third in the medals chart. Unbelievable. And we had a golden super Saturday yesterday with 10 or 11, I can't remember, 10, I think, new Olympic champions crowned during the day. And last night, our finest Olympic hour, says the Times, with Jess and Mo and Greg all winning golds within the hour, setting the athletic stadium alight. Well, I think you have to conclude that GB is a sporting nation. And we put on a pretty good show as well. Doesn't London look fantastic at the moment on TV? So well done, all of our 514 athletes who've worked so hard to get to London 2012. We're only halfway through, but the rewards for all your hard work are starting to show. Commiserations to any who felt that they deserved more than all of the efforts that they put in and didn't get the rewards that they dreamt of. But at least they entered the race. At least they entered the race. That's where you have to start. No Olympic medal, such as this one here, which may not be an original. It says World Gold Medal, number one. Right. I think it's pretty real, but maybe it's not really real. No Olympic medal has ever been awarded to anybody who hasn't entered the race. So let's put up our verse on the screen. And this is another version of it. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. You have to enter the race, please. That's the first step. Click. Oh, it's disappeared. Never mind. I can just talk it over. You can just go back. There we go. It's in there. We have to enter the race. It's just in black, unfortunately. Black on black doesn't go well. Even if black is the new black, it still doesn't go fantastically well. Never mind. Our Bible reading today talks about a race, doesn't it? That's what Paul was saying. He's saying, here is a race. Here is the race, if you like. And there's our summary verse. Paul talks about being called heavenwards. Called to heaven, or called to the life above. Sometimes you look at Olympic sports and think, yeah, I could do that. You know, with a bit of dedication, with a bit of effort, maybe in a few years' time, I could learn how to do that sport. I mean, 4 years ago, our gold medal shooter had never picked up a gun. And one of our rowers had never sat in a boat before. And see what they achieved in 4 years. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you look at a sport and think, no. No, I could never, ever do that. For me, I think that's male gymnastics. Those rings. What sport do you think you could never do? Stick up a hand or shout it out. What sport do you think you could never try? Marathon. High diving. What a good choice. Tennis. Yeah. Artistic gymnastics. Yeah, some sports you just look at and you think, I could never do that. It's just too hard, even if I worked and worked and worked. In fact, I'm scared of it. I'm just not even going to go there at all. Weightlifting, that's another one. Weightlifting. Just looks so painful. With bulging muscles. Well, this race that Paul talks about is open to everyone. Whatever their age and whatever their ability, there's no limit to the number who can enter. It's the race that we've been made for. It fits us perfectly, like a Bradley Wiggins on a bike. Because it's the race of life. God's race with God that he calls us to. But you need to enter the race. Paul might say to some of us, look, you're in the wrong race. You're in the rat race. Are you a rat running around, scuttling around, work, play, school? You want to be a rat? Or you want to be the person God has made you to be, that God has called you to be? Here's the entry form for the race. For the Olympics, you need to qualify, and it takes as many years, I think, to qualify as it does to train. But there's nobody in this race who cannot qualify for it. Paul described his experience as, Christ Jesus has won me for himself. Or Christ Jesus took hold of me. See, what that means is that Jesus has qualified us for this race. He ran the race perfectly. As we heard, he knew his direction was towards the cross. He didn't get distracted from it. He was dedicated and determined. And he had the prize of going to the end, being faithful. He ran the race perfectly. We've been hearing that all week, and he finished it. And because of that, he qualifies all of us to run God's race. In many respects, we're not qualified, we're not equipped, we're not able to run God's race. We make so many mistakes in life. But Jesus qualifies us, so we can all take a shot at aiming for the prize. But each of us must choose to start the race. To win it, you have to be in it. I wonder if anybody saw the heats for the 100 metres finals. I think they were yesterday morning, I think, the heats. And it's fantastic to watch Usain Bolt race. Everybody, in fact, the camera was focused on the crowd because they all had their Sony cameras and their digital phones and everything. Nobody was actually watching Usain Bolt. They were watching him through some kind of mechanical device to record it. Did you see that? It's just incredible. A whole bank of people just with their cameras in front of their faces. And he was just standing there and warming up and ready to go. Well, to qualify for that race, you needed to run 10.22 seconds. That's how fast you had to run to get into that race, to qualify. And Usain Bolt just jogged it. Does anybody know the record for 100 metres? 100 metres record? We know it's under 10, don't we? Because, ooh, that's very close. But if you could run it in 9.54, you would be the world champion. It's 9.57. 9.57, Usain Bolt. Here's a riddle. In a race, how could Usain Bolt run 100 metres in 9.56 and not be the race winner? How could he run 9.56 and not be the race winner? Ah, well, for example, if he was in a marathon, yes. So if he was running a race that wasn't 100 metres and stopped, he can't run that race if he stops before the end. Does he run the 200? He does run the 200, doesn't he? Not sure. He does, yeah. Yeah, so imagine if he started the 200 and went off in under 10 seconds in the first 100 and then kind of jogged to the end and stopped. No, you've got to go all the way to the end of the race. And that's the second point. Complete the course. Complete the course. You've got to enter the race. You've got to complete the course. In order to take the prize, an athlete must complete the course. Medals are not awarded to those who drop out before the end. If an athlete trips and falls, well, it's always worth getting up and carrying on, because you can't get to the end of the race if you don't get up and carry on. Last night, Joseph Kipsiro, in the 10,000 metres, he got tripped up about halfway round. And he jumped up to his feet and he finished in just a couple of seconds behind the winners. He finished the race. In the Tour de France, there was one of the mountain of stages in which the guy in third place was going down a hill and he slipped and he fell over. And he got up and he actually won that race at the end. It's worth pressing on towards the goal. Paul says, I press on towards the goal. So how long is this race that Paul is talking about that we have to be running in? Is it that long? Well, we don't know how long the race is for each one of us. It's from wherever we are now to when we arrive forever with God. We may have times when we rush ahead and other times when we're stumbling and we've got a bit of cramp. But as long as we remain in the race, we can finish. I've got a little clip for us to watch now. It's an iconic Olympics memory that many people will have from its Barcelona. Well, that was very sad, but also very inspiring, wasn't it? He wanted to go right to the end of the race, and his dad helped him to get over the line. Paul said, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. Well, we've been looking at these great words this week, distraction. It's easy to be tempted off course. Determination. There'll be many hurdles and painful experiences to overcome along the way. There are things from the past that can hold us back. There are other paths that we could have taken. But runners rarely look back. They look forwards, don't they? We need to keep going towards the finish line. Lots of things can help for an athlete. The support and the cheers of the crowd. That helped Jess and it helped Mo, didn't it, last night? The cheers of the crowd. Other people, Christian friends, can help you keep going. An athlete will fix their eyes on the finish tape. We keep our eyes focused by fixing on Christ. It reminds us how he ran the race with determination. Athletes are helped by their coaches. As we follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives inside us and reminds us of Jesus and prompts us to keep running until we've completed the race. An athlete remembers the prize. Knowing God is our goal, we remind ourselves regularly about what God is like so that we can see that it's worthwhile keeping on going. Why being with him forever will be so great. Well, finally, if you've entered the race and if you have continued on course, you can take the prize. Usain Bolt set the world record for the 100 metres in 2009. I wonder how long his record will last, maybe only a couple more days. No one thought 10 seconds could have been beaten. The women cyclists yesterday, they broke 6 consecutive world records as they went through the qualifying heats to get to the final. They were their own records they were breaking. That's how great they were. But records don't last very long, do they? How long will we remember these heroes that we are seeing this week? And here is a medal. Although athletes get to keep their medals, even the real ones, the title of being Olympics champion only lasts for 4 years. But the prize that we run towards as people following Jesus will last forever. Can I have it back up on the screen again? That'd be great. Paul says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. He also said that athletes run to win a prize, a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. And he saw the prize as being with God forever. And that's the aim of following Jesus, to be with God now and to be with God forever. That's our reward as well, being who God created us to be and being in the perfect life that he created us for. Nobody and nothing can take us away from this prize once we have it. So it's worth every bit of effort to put into this. Paul says, no eye has seen nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. If you can imagine the best thing ever, Paul says it's even greater, the prize that God has for us. Have you entered the race? Have you entered the race? Are you en route to completing the course? Are you looking forward to the ultimate prize? I am. We're going to sing. Bye.